Don't you feel the fall in the air? Okay, never mind. That's just the beautiful breeze from Aaron out there somewhere. Anyway, glad to be with you in your home or wherever you are on this Friday morning. So we're still talking in Ephesians chapter 1. And so I'm going to go ahead and read from Ephesians 1, verses 11 through 14. Furthermore, because we are united with Christ, we have received an inheritance from God. For he chose us in advance, and he makes everything work out according to his plan. God's purpose was that we Jews, who were the first to trust in Christ, would bring praise and glory to him. And now you Gentiles have also heard the truth, the good news, that God saves you. And when you believed in Christ, he identified you as his own by giving you the Holy Spirit, whom he promised long ago. Verse 14, the Spirit is God's guarantee that he will give us the inheritance he promised and that he has purchased us to be his own people. He did this so we would praise and glorify him.
So if you're following along, typically out of your ESV version, she just read to you out of the New Living Translation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's a little bit different. But as we look at this passage of scripture, from the ESV, it says, in him we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to the purpose of his will, who works all things according to the counsel of his will, so that we are his first to hope in Christ might be the praise of his glory. In him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in him. So let's just stop there. So we got the gospel here in 13. In him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed. So as we gather on this Friday morning, the gospel, death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, believed is a choice that we make and we continue to make on a daily basis. But it's kind of neat to think about a benefit as you go through the book of Ephesians. The benefits of the gospel is the Holy Spirit. So anything as you think about in him, you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in him, before we talk about the Holy Spirit?
Yeah. I think there have been times in the past where I have asked either the youth girls that I work with or somebody that I've come across where I work, and I'll ask, can we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that we're going to heaven when we die? And sometimes I get mixed, or I get, well, I hope so. Mm-hmm. And which just gives a great opportunity, because this is assurance of salvation right here.
Right.
That we don't have to wonder and be like, well, you know, I hope so. Mm-hmm. But no, we have a promise. We have a promise of salvation. It doesn't mean we're not going to have doubts or questions or things we don't understand, but our salvation is sealed. Mm-hmm. Sealed, and the Lord knows the heart, and I just am so thankful that we don't have to walk around under the weight of wondering, but we can know.
Yeah, and one of the neat things is, starting next month, we're going to kind of walk through the Holy Spirit on Sunday morning, so we'll get a chance to kind of see what the role of the Holy Spirit is. We'll talk a little bit about the whole sealing and baptism of the Holy Spirit as well. But for this church at Ephesus, for them to know that they were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it to the praise of his glory. So there's nothing, as you read these words, the church at Ephesus should have been really clear with, okay, they've been given something, the promised Holy Spirit. It's a guarantee of their inheritance. So that, like you're saying, they're not going to lose their salvation. And so to be able to, one, say yes to the gospel, believe, and then two, to be able to take the truth, doctrinal truth, Holy Spirit sealed. So when God looks down on this church at Ephesus, he sees that person as a Christian. They belong to him, not because of anything that they've done, but because he sealed them. When did he seal them? When they believed, when they said yes to the gospel.
Just thankful that we no longer live under the law, but we live under grace, and that the reason being, he did this so we would praise and glorify him until the day he takes us home or the day he returns.
Yeah, cool. So as you enjoy your Friday, give you some things you think about as you think about the gospel, maybe sharing that with the people that are around you, and those of us that are in church, knowing that we have eternal life because of the gospel, because we believe we've been sealed with the promise of the Holy Spirit. So that gives us confidence to live our life in His strength today.
Sure.
Cool. All right, would you pray for us?
Sure. Lord God, thank you that you are a real God, that you are the one and only true God, and that you are alive and you're at work and we can see what you're doing. And Lord God, we want to be a part of what you're doing in people's lives, and let us see people as your most treasured gift. And let us move towards each other, not in judgment, but in love and in grace, and just letting you take care of the rest. And Lord, forgive us at times when we do not see the hope that is in a person. And God, we pray that you would just save them. There are people who desperately need you. Mm-hmm. And so may we be a part of their story and be used by you as your hands and feet to reach people with this same assurance. And Lord, may we always give you the praise and give you the glory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
All right, have a great Friday.